Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, tonight we are tasting two Chenin Blanc and Viognier blended wines, and they're both pretty much the same blends, which I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Very similar.
Yeah. And the other exciting part of this is that one of them was named wine number 27 on Wine Spectator's Top 100 Wines.
Ooh, they really liked it.
Yeah, for 2025.
Okay, so white wines tonight. One is a top 100 wine.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to see if we like it, for one thing.
Me too.
Yeah, so before we get started, Denise, I asked my flooring guy to not put carpet on my steps.
What happened?
He gave me a blank stare.
Good Lord, that's lame.
That is, isn't that
bad dad joke?
Isn't that hilarious?
Bad grandpa joke. Not even in the dad stage, we're in the grandpa stage.
Okay, so I know we went through some trends on our last 2025 show. I've been reading all these trends for 2026, and just a couple things that they were talking about, changes in the wine industry and things, and I just wanted to bring those up. One being a couple trends for wine bars for 2026. One would be that people are really looking for bars to be comfortable, kind of like sitting in their living room when they go to a
cozy
bar. Cozy. Comfy. Cozy?
Cozy and comfy.
Cozy, yeah.
Cozy and comfy. That means you don't want to get dressed up, maybe? You don't want to get fancy?
Well, they said they were putting sofas in the bars.
Probably low lighting. You don't have to put a lot of makeup on.
Which, that's kind of gross, I think. Sofas.
Why do you not like a sofa? If it's a leather comfy sofa.
Yeah, it probably isn't. Yeah. I guess we sit in sofas at coffee places sometimes.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Yeah. So that was one thing. Yeah, I think it's more, they said it was more just they want comfy seating, kind of sitting in a circle so they can talk to friends, but just make it feel like it's part of their home. Okay?
A more intimate kind of setting.
Yeah, another thing was they were talking about prices of cocktails and drinks are getting so outrageous that they're actually going to half drinks. And I've been seeing more and more of this all the time.
Mm-hmm. We tried a wine and we tried it as a half glass.
I was going to say, and we just had one.
That's the first time I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of getting a whole glass, we got a half glass of wine.
For the price of a whole glass in the olden days.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a couple of glasses even. Yeah. So that's another trend, which I guess we've seen that. Another one would be, or a couple more. Another one would be bookstores and wine. They said that's becoming a thing.
Oh, so, I've not seen that or heard of that.
Yeah.
Read a book and have a wine.
Mm-hmm. Go into a bookstore, browse around, maybe get a glass of wine.
Okay, instead of coffee, now we're upping it to wine.
Yep.
Okay,
so there's
bring
one.
Bring your computer, work.
Yeah.
Well, work. Possibly. They're not saying work, they're saying read.
Yeah.
I should clarify, read and have a wine.
Another one is running and wine.
What?
Yeah, so like runs, and I think runs have been often put with breweries. A lot of breweries kind of sponsor,
you know,
10Ks and something like
race.
That.
Yes, I've seen that.
And I come to think of it, Jasper County Winery, I know they do a run. So maybe that's already hit Des Moines, but yeah, runs and wine.
Okay.
Okay.
I can see that when you're waiting for your significant other or your daughter or your sibling, having a glass of wine while you wait for them.
Yeah. Well, we met our kids at the winery one time after the run, and they had a band going, and you could get some drinks. So, okay. Another couple things, just real quick. First, the podcast Wine Blast.
Never heard of Wine
Blast. I've listened to it before.
Okay.
They just celebrated their 1,000,000th, well, they surpassed 1,000,000th download.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that our goal?
Yeah. So, I figured out.
What do I have to do to get there?
I figured out if we can just keep doing the show for about another 400 years,
we'll make it. Help us out, people. Help us out. I'm not going to make it.
Okay. The last thing is pet gnats.
What? And
pet gnat.
Pet what?
Pet gnat. And I've heard of this.
What is pet gnat?
Well, N-A-T? That's a good question.
Or gnat like G-N-A-T.
Okay. Pet, P-E-T.
Yes, I get the pet.
Hyphen, gnat, N-A-T.
Oh, well, what is the
And
gnat?
It stands for something natural. It's a French thing.
Oh, okay.
And it's abbreviated, but it's kind of hard to pronounce, and it's French. And they thought pet gnat sounds kind of cooler, more hip.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, and I've been seeing it all over, and it's like,
all over what? Media? Social media? Or?
Yeah, I see it in my wine stuff all the time, and I didn't even know.
Pet gnat.
I never knew what it was.
Well, what is it? Because I don't know.
Okay. You've seen them before.
No.
Yes, you have. Okay.
Okay. Where have
I seen it? So the bottles that we were actually just looking at with the caps on top. So they're sparkling wines and they've got like a beer cap, bottle cap on top instead of a cork. We just looked at one at Gateway a couple weeks ago. Picked it up and looked at it, and it's got a bottle cap on top.
Okay.
Okay. That is a pet gnat. And what it is, it's a sparkling wine. It's carbonated in the bottle, like a traditional method champagne.
Okay.
However, they don't do the two fermentations. They only do one fermentation.
Okay.
And then they put it in the bottle before it's done fermenting. So it finishes up in the bottle, giving it a little bit of carbon dioxide. So that's where it comes from. Normally, they have less carbonation. So they're just kind of a little spritzed, maybe, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're unfiltered because they're put in the bottle. So there might be a little sediment in there.
And that's a pet gnat?
Pet gnat.
Pet gnat. What did I say? Nap?
Yeah. Yep.
Gnat.
Yep.
Pet gnat.
Pet gnat. Okay? Naturel. And so there might be a little bit of yeast, a little bit of stuff floating in there. But like they said, it's actually very healthy for you, for one. Two, because it's bottled with that in there and stuff, a lot of times they're very aromatic and have a lot of good smells to them and more flavoring. They use a lot of non-traditional varieties to make these.
Why?
So they can be very interesting. I think the reason is
sparkling wines.
It is. I think it really is. There are a lot of times very small wineries making these. Okay, I think that's about it. But do want to get one of those.
And yes.
We'll do that.
Yes,
because I'm really interested
like filtered, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'm probably a
Can you just do your own filtering with some cheesecloth?
No, but you probably can let it settle. Mm-hmm. And then be very gentle with it will probably help.
Okay.
Before we get started to our wines, we wanted to thank everyone for listening to the show. And if you want to learn about wine like we do, you're in the right place.
Or join us.
Yeah.
What are we drinking tonight?
Okay.
Does anybody have these wines tonight with us?
Tonight, I have no idea.
Okay, well, what are we drinking?
Do you think I'm psychic or what?
I hope somebody's having a drink with us.
Okay, so tonight we have two Chenin Blanc Viognier white blends. And we've talked about both of these varieties before. Both of these are about 80% Chenin Blanc and 20% Viognier. And what I was reading is that's a pretty common blend for these two wines. I think that that's a pretty good balance between these two wines. The Chenin Blanc being a little brighter, more acidic, and the Viognier being a little fuller bodied and more of a hint of sweetness. And that's kind of become the blend of choice for these wines. One of the things that I thought was very interesting is Chenin Blanc, they talked, we've had it on the show before.
Okay.
And we talked about how versatile this grape is and how it can be made into a late harvest, sweet dessert wine.
Kind of like a Riesling, how the Riesling is.
Rieslings are, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, anyway, Chenin Blanc can be a dry white. It can be a sparkling wine. And it can also be oaked to make it even heavier and fuller bodied.
One of these tastes like a champagne that's not sparkling.
Okay.
I mean, it tastes like a wine that could just...
Very bright.
Yeah, have the... Well, it's got that champagne-y sparkling taste to it.
Hmm. Okay. What they were saying is because Chenin Blanc can be made into such a variety of wines... It's actually kind of a bad thing for it because of that, people don't know, okay, if I get this wine, what's it going to taste like? And so they worry when they buy a Chenin Blanc that it's not going to be the kind of wine that they prefer. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay.
Because it's blended so much?
Well, no. I want a very bright, acidic wine. If I get a Chenin Blanc, I might be surprised, and it's been made into a darker, fuller-bodied oaked wine, okay? Because it's so versatile and it can be made into so many different types of wine, people are a little hesitant about getting it because they don't know what the style is going to be. Viognier, on the other hand, in France, comes mostly from the Rhone Valley, the northern Rhone. Outside of France, it can be mostly found in North and South America and South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. Okay, Viognier has kind of a lot of similarities to Chardonnay, kind of that fuller-bodied wine. Flavors, Viognier mostly has tangerine, mango, honeysuckle, so a little bit of sweetness in there, rose, peach, pear with white meats, fish, and they said especially like nutty. If you have a nut-crusted fish, that would go very good with
pecan
a Viognier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we go to our tasting?
I'd like that.
Our wine number one, we're doing a blind tasting,
okay,
as we normally try to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know which wine is which. So our first wine is lighter than our second one. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree.
What do you get on the nose here? It's pretty light.
It's very light. It's definitely floral, very flowery. Flowery and like fruit, but fruit like melon, stone fruit maybe.
Okay. You get
tropical. Yeah, but tropical, but not sweet.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah. Citrusy and tropical to me.
That's a good nose. It's a light, light finish. Really light on the palate. Very light on the palate.
That's good. I like it.
What do you say you get on the palate? Just a hint of citrus. A little bit of floral. Maybe a little of that. I would say the last thing you get is the fruit.
Yeah, for how bright it is.
Has a quick finish.
There's a real sweetness to it, though, I think.
A little bit of sweetness. Quick finish. Okay. It's good. It's pleasant. It's not one that I'm saying I will not look for.
Mm-hmm.
And both of these wines are under $20, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We'll go through them in just a bit. Okay.
What do you think of it?
The fifth. I like it. It's very bright. It's very bright, but it's not...
It's not acidy. It doesn't make you pucker at all.
It does me.
Really? Not me.
But I would say it's smooth, and it's not overly... I mean, it doesn't... It's not like a zinger, anything like that, where I go, oh, man, that's... This one's a little bit smoother, but it's got a lot of brightness to it. I like it, though.
I do
especially
too.
For a summer wine, I think that would be
it's really not real heavy.
Yeah.
It's very light.
Okay. So because I know you like to go and taste them both, let's go to number two.
This is much more colorful, a little bit more of the yellow.
It's got some body to it.
And the nose is much more lemony, I think.
Okay.
Much more.
We're very turned around on these because I think this one's much more citrusy, more honeyed, very much more honeyed.
I think this one's more melon than fruitish. Mm. It has a more coat your tongue, longer finish, which I like. And the finish is a little bit of limey. A lime and a little bit of floral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say as far as flavors go,
You get more flavors I get on number
two. A lot of flavors in this. I get honey, floral, more, a little bit warmer fruits.
Mm-hmm. Right. I get the melon. I get the flower. And I still get flower.
Maybe a peachy or
less
something.
Less flower. And it's more complex flavors.
Mm-hmm. And I really like that one.
And the finish is longer.
Mm-hmm.
Longer and more to my liking. Very pleasant wine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that number two.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Mine too.
Yeah.
But number one was not one I would reject and say, it's not a two.
No. Nope. Okay, so are you going three and four?
Three and four.
That's what I'm going.
One is my three.
Yep.
And two is my four.
Okay, let's find out what we're drinking.
Okay, did you do the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Three and four. Okay, so we've opened these up, and number one, our first wine that we tried is a 2024 Mbali Chenin Blanc Viognier. I purchased this at Trader Joe's for $5.99.
Ooh, that's a deal.
Yeah. It's made up of 79% Chenin Blanc and 21% Viognier. The reverse wine snob says it's bright fruit, guava, melon, lychee, honeyed tangerine. Mbali is a Zulu word for flower.
Mm, I get a lot of floral.
Okay. This comes from the Western Cape of South Africa.
And, South Africa wine.
Uh-huh.
Very nice. Good job.
And
for $5.99. Yeah. This is tasty.
The Cheap Wine Finder says this is a wine to buy multiple bottles of. I like this line. Keep it cheap. The wine is unoaked and has 13.5% alcohol. And I would agree. If you want a nice summer wine, it was not... It's very bright, and to me, it's not very complex. You're not going to get a lot of long-lasting flavor on it.
It's just like kind of like a rosé.
But it was, it was very smooth with lots of acid and just a nice flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we both went threes on that.
Yeah, for $5.99, that's a good deal.
That's a really good buy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our second wine that we tried was a 2024 Pine Ridge Vineyards Chenin Blanc Viognier. I purchased this at Trader Joe's, $13.99. It's made up of 80% Chenin Blanc and 20% Viognier. It's vegan friendly, gluten free, no pesticides, lower alcohol and has less than 1 gram of sugar per glass. They use a lighter bottle, which is better for the environment, pairs with light salad, seafood, and foods with a bit of spiciness.
Mm, I can see that because it stays on your palate, kind of coats your...
So Mexican, Thai foods, anything like that, this should pair well with that. Aromas of kiwi, melon, key lime zest, white flowers, honeysuckle, jasmine... flavors of lychee, orange blossom, peach. Oh, there's peach. Citrus, crisp acidity, clean and bright with no oak and no malolactic fermentation.
I think that's why I like both of these. No oak.
Fruit comes from Clarksburg, California, and was voted the number 27 best 100 wines by the Wine Spectator. It also received a 90 rating from the Wine Spectator. Mm. So... And that's from a blind tasting.
Look for it, Trader Joe's.
So $13.99. That is really good. We both went a 4 on that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's got, to me, that's a nice, balanced.
Can't go wrong kind of wine.
Just a really, and it's still got some acid on it.
And it's interesting. It's not quite as plain as that $5.99. Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of flavors going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, good job picking these out.
Yeah, I like both of these, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pine Ridge is definitely the pick. I think that's it.
And where's Pine Ridge out of?
California. It came from Clarksburg, which is, we talked about that. That is Lodi.
Near Lodi, okay. Yep. And what is the alcohol content?
What did they say?
I said it on the first one, but
I think
not
they just said lower.
Yeah, they just said
11.5%.
Oh, and I like that.
They said it's lower. Yep, 11.5. Mm-hmm. So, nice.
Very nice wine.
Okay.
I can see why this was in the top 100.
Yeah, that's good.
Highly recommend.
Okay, next week.
What are we doing next week?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's a mystery night. Nancy Drew's coming.
Ooh, Nancy Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she tells us some bad grandma jokes.
Maybe we have to guess the wine. We'll bring our magnifying glass.
Okay, we'll keep you up to date on Facebook. We'll let you know what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, check us out.
Okay, I think that's it.
And download. We have a long way to go.
So until next time, happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye,
everyone.